రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 15 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 11. యో నో జుగోపవన ఎత్యదురంత కృచ్ఛాత్ యో నో జుగోపవన ఎత్యదురంత కృచ్ఛాత్ దుర్వాససో హరిరచితాద్ అయుతాగ్రభుగ యః
దుర్వాససోరీరచితాద్యుతగ్రభుగ్యః
శాకన్నశిష్టం ఉపయుజ్య యతస్త్రిలోకిం తృప్తాం అమంస్త సలిలే వినిమగ్న సంగః యో నో జుగోపవన ఎత్యదురంత కృచ్ఛాత్ దుర్వాససోరీరచితాద్ అయుతాగ్రభుగ్వ్యః శాకాన్నశిష్టం ఉపయుజ్య యతస్త్రిలోకిం తృప్తాం అమంస్త సలిలే వినిమగ్న సంగః
remnants of food stuff
upayujya
having accepted
yatah because trilokim all the three words
triptam
satisfied
amamsta
thought within the mind
Salile,
while in the water. Vinimagna Sangaha. All merged into the water. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
During our exile, Durvasa Muni, who eats with his 10,000 disciples, intrigued with our enemies to put us in dangerous trouble. At that time, Lord Krishna, simply by accepting the remnants of food, saved us. By his accepting food thus, the assembly of munis, while bathing in the river, felt sumptuously fed, and all the three worlds were also satisfied. So please repeat. During our exile,
Durvasa Muni,
who eats with his 10,000 disciples, intrigued with our enemies to put us in dangerous trouble. At that time
Lord Krishna Lord Krishna,
simply by accepting the remnants of food,
saved us.
By his accepting food thus, the assembly of munis, while bathing in the river, felt sumptuously fed. And all the three worlds were also satisfied.
Purport.
Durvasa Muni, a powerful mystic Brahmana, determined to observe the principles of religion with great vows and under strict austerities. His name is associated with many historical events, and it appears that the great mystic could be both easily satisfied and easily annoyed, like Lord Shiva. When he was satisfied, he could do tremendous good to the servitor. But if he was dissatisfied, he could bring about the greatest calamity. Kumari Kunti at her father's house used to minister all kinds of services to all great Brahmanas. And being satisfied with her goods reception, Durvasa Muni blessed her with a power to call any devata she desired. It is understood that he was a plenary incarnation of Lord Shiva, and thus he could be either easily satisfied or annoyed. He was a great devotee of Lord Shiva, and by Lord Shiva's order he accepted the priesthood of King Shvetaketu because of the king's performance of sacrifice for 100 years. Sometimes he used to visit the parliamentary assembly of the heavenly kingdom of Indradeva. He could travel in space by his great mystic powers, and it is understood that he travelled a great distance through space, even up to the Vaikuntha planets beyond material space. He travelled all these long distances within 1 year during his quarrel with King Ambarish, the great devotee and emperor of the world. He had about 10,000 disciples, and wherever he visited and became a guest of the great Kshatriya kings, he used to be accompanied by a number of followers. Once he visited the house of Duryodhan, the enemy cousin of Maharaj Yudhishthir. Duryodhan was intelligent enough to satisfy the Brahmana by all means, and the great Rishi wanted to give some benediction to Duryodhan. Duryodhan knew his mystic powers, and he knew also that the mystic Brahmana, if dissatisfied, could cause some havoc, and thus he designed to engage the Brahmana to show his wrath upon his enemy cousins, the Pandavas. When the Rishi wanted to award some benediction to Duryodhan, the latter wished that he should visit the house of Maharaj Yudhishthir, who was the eldest and chief among all his cousins. But by his request, he would go to him after he had finished his meals with this queen, Draupadi. Duryodhana knew of that after Draupadi's dinner, it would be impossible for Maharaj Yudhishthir to receive such a large number of Brahmana guests. And thus, the Rishi would be annoyed and would create some trouble for his cousin Maharaj Yudhishthir. That was the plan of Duryodhan. Durvasa Muni agreed to his proposal, and he approached the king in exile according to the plan of Duryodhan after the king and Draupadi had finished their meals. On his arrival at the door of Maharaj Yudhishthir, he was at once well received, and the king requested him to finish his noontime religious rites in the river, for by that time the foodstuff would be prepared. Durvasa Muni, along with his large number of disciples, went to take a bath in the river, and Maharaj Yudhishthir was in great anxiety about the guests. As long as Draupadi had not taken her meals, food could be served to any number of guests. But the Rishi, by the plan of Duryodhan, reached there after Draupadi had finished her meals. When the devotees are put into difficulty, they have an opportunity to recollect the Lord with rapt attention. So Draupadi was thinking of Lord Krishna in that dangerous position, and the all-pervading Lord could at once know the dangerous position of his devotees. He therefore came there on the scene and asked Draupadi to give whatever food she might have in her stock. On her being so requested by the Lord, Draupadi was sorrowful because the Supreme Lord asked her for some food and she was unable to supply it at that time. She said to the Lord that the mysterious dish which she had received from the sun god could supply any amount of food if she herself had not eaten. But on that day she had already taken her meals, and thus they were in danger. By expressing her difficulties, she began to cry before the Lord, as only a woman would do in such a position. The Lord, however, asked Draupadi to bring up the cooking pots to see if there was any particle of foodstuff left. And on Draupadi's doing so, the Lord found some particle of vegetable sticking to the pot. The Lord at once picked it up and ate it. After doing so, the Lord asked Draupadi to call for her guests, the company of Durvasa. Bhima was sent to call them from the river. Bhima said, "Why are you delaying, sirs? Come on, the food is ready for you." But the Brahmanas, because of Lord Krishna's accepting a little particle of food, felt sumptuously fed even while they were in the water. They thought that since Maharaj Yudhishthir must have prepared many valuable dishes for them, and since they were not hungry and could not eat, the king would feel very sorry. So it was better not to go there. Thus they decided to go away. This incident proves that the Lord is the greatest mystic, and therefore is known as Yogeshwara. Another instruction is that every householder must offer food to the Lord, and the result will be that everyone, even a company of guests numbering 10,000, will be satisfied because of the Lord's being satisfied. That is the way of devotional service. Wow. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमां विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपताकस्वामिनिति नामिने नमां विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे यो नो जुगोप वन एत्य दुरंत कृच्छाद दुर्वाससोरी रचिताद अयुताग्रभोग्यः शाकान्नशिष्टम् उपयुज्य यतस्त्रिलोकिं तृप्ताम् अमंस्तसलिले विनिमग्नसङ्गः. During our exile, Durvasa Muni, who eats with his 10,000 disciples, intrigued with our enemies to put us in dangerous trouble. At that time, Lord Krishna, simply by accepting the remnants of food, saved us. By his accepting food thus, the assembly of munis, while bathing in the river, felt sumptuously fed, and all the three worlds were also satisfied. Now, Arjuna is further telling Yudhishthir Maharaj about Krishna's glorious leelas. And this is one very famous and interesting leela. Duryodhana had sent Durvasa Muni, okay, because Duryodhana satisfied him. So he says, ask for a benediction, and people say, do some good to somebody, right? But Duryodhana was an evil guy. So he said, okay, put my cousins in trouble. Just go there when everybody has finished. And here we see few points. Draupadi had a pot given by sun god. So as long as she has not eaten, she can feed any number of people. So the moment she finishes, she's the last one to eat. That's the system even in many families, even now, you know. Of course, as I said, keep saying that things are changing, you know. Now nobody waits for nobody. Because everybody is working, so okay. So here, this shakanna. Shakanna means actually there's a shaka. Shaka means a green leaf thing, you know, like palak or something, spinach. Krishna found that. And someplace, one Acharya was explaining very nicely. He said, when Draupadi saw that, she told Krishna, "You eat half and feed the rest of the world with half." That's very nice. I love that. So just a morsel of spinach And that also, Krishna eats only half and he feeds the rest of the world. Here, the moment he put this in his mouth, all this 10,000, you know, they started burping. You know, when you have a lot of food, then you burp, right? So they're burping, and then they said, we're all so full. One is Yudhishthir Maharaj will be feeling bad. Second is, we will die, you know, eating all that, because already our stomachs are full. So Krishna is the greatest mystic, no doubt about that. One time when Rukmini complained to Krishna, I think I told this story, but anyway, it's nice, because it's something like this. She said, why you are coming late? All other husbands come in time. And Krishna says, I have to look after so many things, I have to look after this whole creation. So sometimes, you know, some people need my help, I go there. I have to feed everybody. One thing he says, I have to feed everybody. You know, the ants and the elephants and the everybody. So I have to feed them. And of course, human beings are also getting fed, but the problem is they are hoarding. And that's why Prabhupada always said, there is no shortage. But because we are hoarding, then somebody has too much, somebody has too little. It's all imbalance. So she said, you mean to say you feed everybody? Krishna says, of course, yes. So that day when Krishna went, Rukmini thought that, okay, let me try, you know, like he says that. So she picked up an ant and put her in a matchbox, you know, small dubby, empty matchbox. And that day when Krishna came, he came late. So she asked, what's going on? Why you are late? And Krishna says, you know, I told you I have to take care of everybody. And today, I had a little extra time because some stupid person had put an ant in a matchbox, you know, so I had to feed that ant also. So Rukmini said, she didn't say anything to Krishna, but in her mind she thought, this guy knows everything. So she received him, and then she rushed back to the room and opened that matchbox, and she saw this ant eating nicely on a small little grain there, you know. And she was wondering, I never put the grain there. And so Krishna was smiling here, you know. And he taught a lesson to her that never ever doubt Krishna's greatness, Krishna's power. Never ever doubt, you know. Because we think that, oh, Krishna cannot do this, Krishna cannot do that. Yes. He knows everything and he can do anything. That is why he is Krishna, that is why he is God. If God cannot do that, then he should resign from the post. There is no use of such God who cannot do things. Krishna can do anything. That's why he's called, his power is called Achintya Shakti. Achintya. Unthinkable. Inconceivable. So this is a very nice story that Arjuna told Yudhishthir Maharaj. Of course, Yudhishthir Maharaj knows he was there. But you know, this is how it happens. When it comes to Krishna, you keep repeating. It doesn't matter. If you keep repeating, it becomes more relishable. You know? And that's why this Srimad Bhagavatam, since it is touched by the lips of Shukadeva Goswami, Shuka means parrot, this ripe fruit, it is touched by the Shuka, the parrot, like Shukadeva Goswami. And then, you know, the parrot picks up the best fruit, the sweetest fruit he will pick up. He will not touch any other fruit. So I remember when we used to buy some fruits, and you know, there is a, you can see a dent in that, like a beak of parrot. And that you pick up first, because that will be the sweetest. The same way this Srimad Bhagavatam is the sweetest of all. And we relish it every day. I relish it. And I feel sorry for all those who are missing it. So anyway, we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.